want you to take a deep breath for me. Take a deep breath and close your eyes. Breathe in deeply, fully. Breathe out completely, emptying yourself. Feel your body begin to relax. Feel your muscles grow warm, soft, heavy. You feel comfortable, like you're under a warm, heavy blanket, being gently pressed down, being warm. Being cradled, being covered, it's relaxing, feels so good. Feel your feet relax, feel your calves relax, feel the tension. Leave your knees. Feel your thighs relax. Feel your hips loosen. Feel your stomach rising and falling with your breath. Your chest filling, emptying. Filling, empty, over and over, slowly, deeply. Feel your shoulders loosen, your arms and hands relax. Feel the tension flow out of your jaw, your face muscles. Soothing, relaxing, your forehead and your eyes softening. Yes. As your body relaxes, your mind follows. As your body relaxes, your mind relaxes. Feel everything begin to fade, but my voice in your ear. Everything else is distant, unimportant, fuzzy. The only thing that really matters is my voice in your ear, guiding you, talking to you, urging you forward and down, deeper and deeper. Yes, feels good, doesn't it? Good to just let go. That's right. Just let go. We need to talk. We need to talk about you. We need to talk about a new hobby you're going to take up. A fun new way to spend your weekends, your evenings. Oh, yes. You see, I know all about you. You know that. I know you better than you know yourself. Wouldn't you agree? I know what you crave deep down. I know what you desire. What you masturbate to. What brings you to orgasm. And furthermore, I know about your place in life. I can see it objectively so much better than you can. I can see clearly the path you should take, the direction you should follow. You know I know what's best for you better than you do, don't you? Of course you do. I know how much you like cock. Don't be surprised. It's there for anybody to see. Anybody who cares to look could know how much you truly, deeply love cock. You might say that that's not true. You might, when awake, deny it, be ashamed of it, be humiliated by how much it turns you on to think about having a dick in your mouth. But really, we both know what that boils down to, doesn't it? Really, we both know that sometimes the more humiliated you are, the hotter you get. The sluttier you feel, the nastier you feel, the more of a fucking pervert faggot you are, the better you like it. Isn't that right? Humiliation is just that little spice you need to take your love of being a good little cocksucker over the edge. Isn't it? Of course it is. You know you want this. You know you need this. So your two very favorite things, being humiliated and getting a dick stuffed in your mouth. The only thing missing from that trifecta, of course, is how much you fucking love cum. And don't even try to deny it. Didn't we just go over this? Didn't we just talk about how I know so much better than you? How I know what you need and what you want. Every nasty, salty, sticky drop is like dessert to you. And it tastes nasty, and you hate it, and it's sticky, and it makes you feel degraded, and it makes you feel nasty, and it makes you feel fucking filthy. But that's what you love about it. Isn't that right? Of course it is. You know it, and I know it. So, the million-dollar question, of course. How can we train you? What fun new activity can you engage in to remind you of your place, to keep you in the right mindset, to keep your perverted little cock hard and eager? What can we do that's going to combine all three of your favorite things? The humiliation, the cum-loving freak part of you, and of course your nasty little cocksucker side that just loves having a dick jammed in your fucking face. Well, I think you see where I'm going with this, don't you? I think you know what you fucking need. You need to suck cock. You need to get cum all over you, on your face, on your body, in your hair, in your fucking mouth. You need to swallow it joyfully, eagerly, and with every nasty fucking humiliating drop, you'll be reminded you're a loser, a cocksucker, a faggot, a cum-eating freak. And you're going to get off on every fucking second of it. We both know it. But you see, I believe that lessons are best taught in quantity. Oh yes, there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that hammers a lesson home better than repetition. Wouldn't you agree? So the most effective way to repeat this lesson in the fastest amount of time is to have you suck a greater amount of dicks per night. Oh yes, it's glory hole time, cocksucker. You act scared, but I know your cock is stiff and throbbing and twitching right now, isn't it? Yeah, start stroking that greedy, hungry little cock of yours while I talk about filling up that greedy, hungry little mouth of yours. I know you know where there's a glory hole. I know that a pervert like you knows where to go. Furthermore, I'd go a bit further and say that even if you don't, your need will inspire you to enterprisingly new creative heights. And you can make one. Put it on the internet. Craigslist. You know what you need to do. The bottom line is, you, on your fucking knees, your mouth eagerly waiting, your lips soft, licked with your tongue, waiting, waiting to see a cock come through that hole. And when it does, you're going to suck. You're going to suck like the good little cocksucker that you know you fucking are. You're going to suck and suck. And at last, when that load is coming, when you feel that cock twitching, pulsing in your mouth, when you hear a faint groan from the other side, you're going to take that load. And sometimes you're going to take it in your mouth. Let it roll over your tongue. Let it slide down your throat. That taste, a humiliating, revolting reminder of who you fucking are on your knees in a filthy park bathroom. And sometimes you're going to take it on your face. Open your mouth and take it. And you're going to leave it there. You're going to sit back with that cum drying all over your face, all in your hair. And while you wait on the next cop, you're going to think about who you are. Open your mouth. Think about what you're doing. You nasty, disgusting, cock-sucking little fag. Oh, yes. And then, when the next cock comes, you'll lick your lips and spring into action once more. Over and over again. Cock after cock, load after load, in your face, on your tongue, in your mouth. Swallowing, needing, craving more. And you know you're going to love every fucking second of it. You know that I'm right. Look at your cock right now. Look how hard you are. How fucking close you are to coming. What do you think that says about you, that you're so close to coming, thinking about getting all those dicks stuffed in your fucking slutty mouth? All those cum shots all over your face and your mouth. You know that that means you're just a dirty cock-sucking faggot. You know that I'm right. So if you want to come, I need you to say it when you come. Are you ready? Come for me then. Come for me and tell me you're a dirty, cock-sucking faggot. Come hard. Oh, you know you fucking love it too, don't you? Come hard for me. Empty your balls, you dirty, cock-sucking little faggot. Ooh, and then, when you're empty, you should clean up. Open your mouth. You have a task to complete.